This week on Vikings Huddle, we will visit the Science Museum of Minnesota with tight end David Morgan as he makes a fire tornado. And get some adrenaline pumping at Smash with Vikings wide receiver Jarius Wright. All that and more on Vikings Huddle. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Krings. Today, we're going to kick things off by catching up with Vikings cornerback Terrence Newman in my one-on-one interview. All right, Terrence, let's jump right into it. I've got a question for you. What is your hometown?
My hometown is Salina, Kansas.
Kansas? What do you miss most about Kansas?
The flat land. Everyone talks about when they drive through, the land is super flat, but and we have wheat fields, so I miss both of those things.
Okay. Are you a big Wizard of Oz fan?
I think everybody's a big Wizard of Oz fan. When I tell people I'm from Kansas, that's the first thing they say to me.
Now, if you were talking to just a young kid and he wanted to make it to the NFL, what kind of advice would you give him?
Well, first off, I would tell him that, to make sure he got an education, because that's something that you're not really putting in the hands of other people. It's not like you have to, compete against other people. But I would say set goals and make sure you achieve all those goals. And if you can do that, then you have a great opportunity to, make it to the NFL.
Who is the toughest player you've ever faced on the field?
Some of them were on my side of the ball.
Okay.
So, I didn't really face them. I played with them. But I have a couple on this team right now with Linville and Everson Griffin. Those are some of the toughest guys that I've played with in my career. So those would be the two guys that I said right now.
Now, I don't know if many people know this about you, but you kind of have this thing around here where you jump out and scare anybody and everybody. Now, I want to know if you have a biggest fear.
I don't like sharks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had an encounter?
No, I haven't, but I'm scared of, sharks for some reason, and I don't go in the ocean because I'm scared of sharks, and I've been to Australia and got in the water once and saw some barracuda, and I almost drowned while snorkeling because I don't know what it is, but I'm just scared of, marine life.
You're great on land. Just stay
just outrun the next person on land, but in the water, I'm not built like a fish.
All right, that's great. And I've got two final questions for you. The first question will come from our youth video submissions.
If you could play any other sport, what would it be?
If I could play any other sport, what would it be? I'd have to say it would be ping pong. I'd be a national ping pong champion.
All right, and our second youth video question is...
If you could play any position in the NFL, what would it be?
If I could play any other position, it would be receiver, so that I don't have to actually guard them. I can actually be one for a little bit and catch balls and touchdowns.
All right, thanks so much, Terrence, and thank you so much to our young Vikings fans for submitting those questions.
Now it's time to head over to Clover Ridge Elementary for this week's episode of Victor vs. Classroom.
We are back in Mrs. Lee's fifth grade classroom, and today we are studying up on health. My friend Kyle here is challenging Victor, trying to locate where different body parts are. Okay, now the rule is you have to buzz in first, and then you have to point to where it is. You feel good about that?
Mm-hmm.
Victor, you ready? Okay, get your hand down there. Okay, the body part is rib cage. Okay, Victor, where is it? Where is it? Okay, all right, you get the point for that. You get the point for that. Okay, this one, the radius. This is a hard one. Yes, Victor? Now these? That's incorrect, Victor. I'm very sorry about that. Okay, Kyle, what are you thinking?
Right here?
Oh, yeah. Those bones right here. Give me skin. That's what I'm talking about. All right, it is a tie game. Next, locate a vertebrae. A vertebrae. Where do you think, Kyle?
Like the backbone that goes through it.
That's what I'm talking about. The backbone has all those vertebrae. Right on. All right, Kyle's catching steam on this one. Now we are looking for the skull. Oh, I don't know if you guys saw, but Kyle's got some quick hands. He was on that buzzer like glue. Okay, where's the skull?
The skull's right here.
Right here, protecting that brain, right?
No.
Nice. And lastly, where is the patella? Okay, Victor. Bing, 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 bing. The patella is your kneecap. Nice job, Victor. Unfortunately, not nice enough. Am I right, Kyle? Because who won this round? Get on up here, Kyle. All right, Kyle, thank you so much for playing with us today. And Victor, better luck next time in Mrs. Lee's fifth grade class. But help, that challenge is going all to Kyle. Let's give it up for Kyle, guys. Nice job, Victor. Don't go anywhere, because up next on Vikings Huddle, we head to the Science Museum with tight end David Morgan as he makes a fire tornado in this week's Skull Science Lesson. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. We have a great science lesson planned out for you today. So let's join David Morgan over at the Science Museum of Minnesota for today's episode of Skull Science.
Next up in our video, do you guys remember what we saw? We saw a tornado. Yeah, come on over here, David. Yeah, we saw a tornado. Yeah. Now, a tornado is a spinning mass of air capable of picking up houses, cars, Dorothy's, Toto's. Basically what you've got is you've got a heavy, dense layer of air on top of a less dense layer of air. And when spinning occurs, it's a really efficient way for that heavy, dense air to drop, that lighter air to rise. In the case of a water tornado or a whirlpool, what you've got is you've got a heavy, dense layer of water on top of a less dense layer of air. And when spinning occurs, it's an efficient way for that heavy, dense water to drop and that lighter air to rise. And the result will be a whirlpool or a water tornado. Oh, come on, whirlpool. Don't make a liar out of me. All right. There we go. Really serene image, right? Yeah.
Very neat.
Yeah, and you've probably seen these in nature. In fact, you've probably seen this effect when you unplug a bathtub or a sink, right? You'd call this a water tornado or a whirlpool. You can have a tornado made of air, which we saw in our video. You can even have a tornado made of fire. Do you want to see a fire tornado? Yeah, you want to see a fire tornado? Oh, yeah, let's do it. So in order to have fire, we need a couple of things. We need, of course, fuel. And the fuel we're going to be working with today is basically just denatured alcohol. All right. We also, of course, to have fire, we need oxygen. Thankfully, we've got oxygen today.
Got that.
And we've got, oh, I took my lighter earlier. Yes, thank you. We need heat. So we've got all three parts of the fire triangle. Let's put them together. We have fire. So right now we've got a relatively small flame. It's not getting any bigger, it's not getting any smaller, and that's because we have a steady flow of air / oxygen on our flame. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start spinning it, and I'm gonna let you take over. But we're gonna start spinning this guy around. So this is about the speed. Wanna give it a try?
I'd love to.
Awesome. Yeah. We've got fire. So, fire tornadoes. In science, we call this a fire vortex. Tornado is totally acceptable. They do occur in nature. Whenever there's a forest fire and the wind starts whipping around, this can happen. In fact, the town of Hinckley, Minnesota is home to a world-famous fire tornado that destroyed much of the town. And if you go onto the internet, you can look up fire tornado, and you can go a little bit faster. You can see them. There you go. Now we're cooking with fire. Very nice. Fire tornado, yeah! Let's hear it for David and our fire tornado. All right, let it spin out. Ooh, it's getting pretty warm up here.
Oh, that's toasty.
Oh, man, come January or February, this is the best place to be in the museum. All right.
Now let's check in with Vikings play-by-play announcer Paul Allen and this week's KidCaster.
It is now post time for KidCaster. I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings, joined by the future of broadcasting. What's your name, buddy?
Parker.
Where are you from?
West Fargo, North Dakota.
Ooh, North Dakota Vikings fan right here. Laquon Treadwell jersey. Is that your favorite player?
Yeah.
Right on. Let's go, Laquon. Have a great season. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to take a play. We're going to take a look at a play with the Minnesota Vikings against the Houston Texans. You're going to hear my call, and then we're going to play it back, and you can either emulate or imitate my call, or you can do whatever you want. You in?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. West Fargo in the house. Let's roll it.
Second and 11 from the Texans 36. Bradford passing right, and it's caught by Adam Thielen at the 5. Touchdown! A 36-yard touchdown strike against allegedly the best pass defense in the NFL.
All right, so that's Sam Bradford with a deep touchdown pass to Adam Thielen from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And that helped the Vikings beat the Houston Texans. You ready? Can I get a round of applause to pump up my main man? Get him ready to become a new version of a kidcaster. Maestro, let it roll.
Sam Bradford drops back, lobs on deep to Adam Thielen, catches it, going, touchdown, Vikings.
That was excellent. And you used the word lobs, which was a very cool one. Great job, okay? We have a new kidcaster.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He was born in Miami, Florida. He went to Florida State University. He wears number 29. He is a Vikings cornerback. The answer is coming up shortly. Don't go anywhere.
Who am I? Sam I am, Sam I am. I don't like Sam I am with eggy eggs and ham, not with a box, not with a fox, not with a cat, not with a hat.
Did you figure out who this week's mystery player is yet? He is 6'1". He weighs 218 pounds. He is Vikings cornerback Xavier Rhodes.
Carson fires left, intercepted to the 30, 20, touchdown! It's a 101-yard touchdown by Xavier Rhodes!
Next, we will send it over to our dietitians with another great snack option for the Nutrition Minute.
Hi kids, I'm Melissa, your dietitian, and I'm here today to show you how to make pizza hummus. Pizza hummus is great to be used as a dip with your favorite veggies, pretzels, or crackers. It's also excellent as a spread on your next sandwich or wrap. We're going to start with garbanzo beans or chickpeas. I always drain and rinse these because it reduces the sodium by 40%. Then we're going to add in some tomato paste, just like you would use as your tomato-based sauce on your pizza. Then we will add in Parmesan cheese, because who doesn't love a cheesy pizza? You add approximately a quarter cup of cheese. Next, we're going to be adding in some lemon juice for a little bit of tart acidity flavor. And then I like to add in some olive oil to help make it a little bit creamier. And last, we're going to add in a blend of herbs and spices. So I love minced garlic, basil, a little bit of crushed red pepper flakes, and oregano. Then you need to add in some water. Once you get this all combined, you can blend it up, and you may notice that as you're blending it, you'll need to add additional water or olive oil to make sure it gets to the consistency that you like, and then you'll end up with this delicious final product. Thanks for watching, and remember to eat healthy and stay active.
It's time to see how this week's young Vikings fan does against Everson Griffin in Are You Smarter Than a Player? Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Player? I'm your host, Allie Krings, with special guest Everson Griffin. Today, Everson, you are taking on Annalise. Now, here is the situation. I have 10 questions. I'll ask one question at a time, and the first person to buzz in will get the chance to answer. If it's correct, you'll get a point. However, if it is incorrect, the other player will get a chance to steal. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right, good luck.
How many sides does a triangle have? Everson.
Too slow. Three.
Whatever.
1-0. What is the capital of Minnesota? Everson?
Capital of Minnesota, ain't it St. Paul?
That is correct.
Oh, thank you.
2-0. Okay, Annalise, get ready.
I'm not taking it easy on Annalise today.
True or false? The Pacific Ocean is the largest in size. Everson?
True.
Correct?
I remember that. When I was in fifth grade, haha.
3-0.
I'm not taking it easy on you.
Finish this line.
Oh, no.
I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like... Anna.
Eggs and ham. What? Green eggs and ham.
Correct. Green eggs and ham. Score is 1-3.
I just read that book last night to my son.
I've never really read that book.
Who am I? Sam I am, Sam I am. I don't like Sam I am with green eggs and ham. Not with a box, not with a fox, not with a cat, not with a hat, not with a mouse, not with a... Yeah.
Thank you, Everson. And the score is 3-1. What bird is typically eaten for Thanksgiving? Everson.
I like to deep fry my turkeys. Deep fry.
Deep fry? Turkey. Deep fry for Thanksgiving.
You never deep fried a turkey?
No.
Oh, them things come out so juicy, they just fall off the bone.
What is 6 times 4? Everson.
No, oh my God.
6 times 4. 6 plus 6 equals 12 plus another 6. Plus another 6, 24.
Correct. The score is 1-5. Everson leads. Annalise, are you ready?
I don't know.
Sing a line from the movie Frozen. Annalise.
Let it go, can't hold it back anymore.
Beautiful.
Good job.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Good
Annalise,
job.
That's a point for you. And the score is 2-5. How many stars are on the United States flag? Everson.
50.
No, it's 48.
50.
No.
Oh. And she was so close to having him, but Everson, you'll take the point.
Yes,
the score is 6-2. Moving on to the last question. What two colors mixed together make purple?
Red and blue.
That is correct. And our final score is 3-6. Everson, you're taking a W this time. Annalise, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And viewers, please join us back next week and we'll see how Everson does against our next contestant. Now, let's see what this week's activity is with our Play 60 feature at Northport Elementary. I'm here at Northport Elementary and today we are playing one of my favorites in Play 60, kickball. All you need is a ball and a group of friends. Head to a backyard or the local softball field and you are set. Let's go.
Okay, so Maria, you're our first kicker. All right, Ekin, why don't you be our pitcher? Run, Maria, run. Safe.
I'm out here in left field, and this is a very important position because if there's a ball kicked out here, it means it might be other side. It might even be a home run so far.
Oh, you can't throw the ball at the base, though, so he's safe.
Nice kick!
On both teams, so let's switch it up again. Other team is up.
Coming up next on Vikings Huddle, we will see another Vikings fan sit down with one of their favorite players and also make another stop at a great location in the Twin Cities with our Explorers feature. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Crank. Today we have another great Explorers location, so let's jump right into it.
Jarius Wright, welcome to Smash here at Mall of America. Today we're going to do a virtual reality. We have War on Wheels. We have FlyMax, which is a virtual reality of hang gliding. Right now, we're going to start with our go-kart track, which is multi-levels. You ready?
Let's go.
Let's go. So our go-karts here at Smash, they are all electric. They are considered the Teslas of go-karts. We shipped them all the way in from Italy. They can get up to 80 miles per hour. Let's get in, let's get this going. Think you like the multi-levels?
Man, I loved it.
I can take that.
I definitely have to come back for more.
Well, you ready to try one today?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready.
So
now,
this one will actually do a full entire wheelie.
I guess I'm ready.
We'll get you on here. Put that on your eyes.
That's good.
Perfect. Good? You feel good?
I'm ready.
Whoa.
I never knew that Smash had all these fun games.
Hey, this is FlyMax. This is a simulation of hang gliding.
Gotcha.
It's one of the original games of Smash. So now that you've experienced some virtual reality, you ready to try some active stuff?
Yeah, I'm ready for sure.
Alrighty, this is what we call What the Puck. So how was your experience here at Smash?
I had a great time here today, getting a chance to do some of the virtual reality things, playing hockey, playing basketball. I didn't know Smash offered so many virtual reality things, so I'll definitely bring family and friends back to try it out.
Oh yeah, when you come back, you got to definitely check out our restaurant and bar. We have a full menu here, so it'd be great to have you back.
I definitely will.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Now it's time to catch up with our junior reporter, who sat down with one of our favorite Vikings for an exclusive interview.
What's your favorite animal?
Animal? I like lions. They're the king of the jungle.
Who would you win out on a race on the team?
Who would I race?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite player on the team?
Kyle Rudolph.
I'll race Kyle Rudolph then.
What was your nickname as a kid?
My nickname?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have a nickname as a kid. Jet's nickname, but I got it in college. Does that count?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jet. All right, we're going to go with Jet.
This is my favorite dance move. What's yours?
Okay, my favorite dance move? Probably be the hit them folks. You know how to dab? You know how to do the dab? No? Yeah, we can dab. Yeah. See, she know a little bit.
Now let's review what we learned this week on Vikings Huddle. We got to see Vikings tight end David Morgan make a fire tornado at the Science Museum. We found a healthy new snack to try. And we checked out Smash at Mall of America with wide receiver Jarius Wright. You won't want to miss our episode next week as we take a trip into space at the Science Museum. And we will also visit one of Minnesota's many dairy farms as two of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders get a sneak peek behind the scenes to show how milk gets from the cow to you. See you later, everybody.